Hi, this is AIR, Abstract Illusions Radio. I'm Jennifer Hellman, your host, and tonight's show is an introduction. This show is a metaphysical-based show. I am going to be mapping out spiritual creative expression, spirituality, healing arts, astrology, energy shifting, angels, also helping people develop those psychic abilities. I myself have been a psychic all my life. I'm also certified as a life coach, hypnosis, NLP, Reiki master. So I've got a lot of different kinds of experiences in doing this kind of work. I've also been a part of the creative arena as well. I am an artist. I am a published poet. I do photography. I've done promotions. So if you've got any questions, please feel free to call. I'm here to answer your questions. And until some questions come, Abstract Illusions is a website, abstractillusions.net. It is a creative expression support network. It is growing as this show is growing. And the reason why this show was even started is because of a great message I got from my grandfather in 2000. I had a dream for 3 days about a gathering place for artists so they could communicate and really understand each other and help each other with their own creative expression. Art is a reflection of society, and many times spirit comes through the art, especially in music, poetry, and many things written have been actually channeled messages to help us understand what's going on within us and in society. So basically, Abstract Illusions was a place for us to gather and get to know what's going on. So the only place, that logical place I could think of doing it, is actually a radio show, along with the Internet. This is a global world, and we are getting smaller and smaller. It's amazing how many times the degrees of knowing people get smaller. I will be talking to someone, and they will know three other people that I know, and yet they live in another country, another state. So, Abstract Illusions is all about creative expression and understanding that we are reflections of each other, because we really are all one. So as I said, if you'd like to call in and ask some questions, you're welcome to. Some of the other things that are really interesting about being part of the spiritual community is the wide variety of aspects that really can happen. I myself am clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairascendant, and I am a channel, and I understand that seeing spirits can be scary, and if you need help in understanding what's going on with yourself, kind of have a specialty in helping people understanding their psychic abilities. I'm known as being very calming in my readings. I have many people that call me in a panic, and I'm able to calm them down and actually have them laugh by the time they're at the end of the call. I am available for free tonight, so please feel free to call the station. I'd love to give you a free reading or any insights. The other things that I am developing is my poetry is many times simply an expression of what spirit has been blessing me with all my life. I have been a intuitive and have known it since a very early age. I always had invisible friends. I always saw three angels looking over me. I would later realize that they were Archangel Michael, Uriel, and Gabriel. So I have a strong basis in spirituality. I've studied many philosophies, many different ways of thinking of basically the same thing. Love is a very powerful force and that we're all one. There is no separation between any of us. If you ever are looking at someone and wanting to understand why this person irritates you, the one thing I can tell you is look at yourself. What is this person showing you that is a mirror? It's very interesting how these days the energy is really shifting. And as it's shifting, there is more and more people trying to understand the spirituality, getting to get those messages of spiritual insights, to look within themselves and be in stillness. And as they do that, they understand that really everybody has these psychic abilities, that they've been getting these messages. Spirit has actually finally found a way to get through to them. So a lot of people are losing. They're losing their jobs. They're losing relationships. They're losing old habits and understanding that something new is coming through. And it's a beautiful thing that when you can finally have that breakthrough. And that's what a lot of creative expression does, is help you have that breakthrough. I've been journaling for a long time, and that's how I really became getting my reawakening, was I slowly started writing more and more poetry about what was going on, my feelings, and actually reconnecting with those invisible friends I had as kids. Ah, we have a caller. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Jen. This is Christina Thompson. I'm calling from Arizona. And I was curious as to, when you mentioned angels, I have friends that they have angels too. They say they see their angels and they know their angels. And it always seems to be the same ones that you mentioned. Can you clarify?
Well, archangels are everywhere. They generally are available for everyone. Archangel Michael is known for as being the protector. And so pretty much everybody needs protection. They want protection. They want that understanding. Yarel is very much just a grounding post. Gabriel actually is known for the one that's keeping the book, meaning everything you do, positive or negative, he's the one writing it down. The other one that also writes down quite a bit is Archangel Matreon. So the angels, the archangels, they are known as seven major ones, but there are many, many angels that are with everyone all the time. They are energy, so they can be everywhere at the same time. Does that answer your question, Christine?
It does. Do I have... Well, I know I have an angel watching over. I've been told I have angels.
You have several angels.
I have...
Darrell is really strong with you.
How many?
Well, I mean, you have legions of angels with you, but I'm getting those several archangels that are with you very strongly. Yarel is very strong. Also, Raphael, which is a healing or the healer.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting a download of information on healing modalities and ways of healing the planet. Health is very big with you, I can tell.
Interesting. Now, you said that you were clairvoyant.
Yes.
Since you were a child.
Yes.
I'm so new to all of this. Are you what we call, or what I've been hearing, are you a crystal?
I am actually a mixture of an indigo crystal.
An indigo crystal.
Yes. I have the anger of the indigo, meaning I want to change the world. I do not like the way it's running. But yet I have pure love within me as well. So it's an indigo crystal.
And that was by the year you were born?
Yes.
And indigos came in the 50s?
They've been coming in for some time, actually, but mainly in the 50s was the first flood, the early 60s, then later in the 60s, and a lot of them came in the mid-70s, 74, 75, was it like the official, here come the indigos.
Mm-hmm. And now, just in the time of me being exposed, I'm like a year old into metaphysics, these are the children that are in the school systems that are being labeled as ADD and ADHD?
Most of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, because their energy is such a high frequency that the Earth sometimes is a little unsettling, especially indigos, because they have so much. I mean, the crystals tend to do a little better than the indigos, and it's that immense, powerful aggression in the indigos, and it's just they want to change it now. The one thing that indigos are known for is being anti-society or anti-authority.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers tend to be an authority figure. So you put an indigo with someone telling them, you can't do that. An indigo goes, let me tell you how I can. So they become hyperactive because they're trying to be repressed. And they're not an energy to really be repressed.
And these indigos, now they're adults. I actually know someone, you described the personality perfect. I am pretty positive she's indigo. So,
what is her name? Her first name?
She might be on the call. I was inviting some people to come on.
Okay.
Her name
there's a lot of indigos out there.
Gail.
Most likely, I have a feeling she is. Somebody that actually is going to be on the call next week, Christina, is kind of an authority. She
uh-huh.
works with indigo. Her kids are indigo. And her name is Jennifer Hoffman. And she actually channels Archangel Uriel. And she will be doing psychic readings also next week.
Okay, so my archangel is Raphael.
Raphael.
Raphael. And I should talk to Raphael.
You just talk to him, but you have actually a grandfather that's very close to you.
Can you describe him?
I'm just getting grandfather. They're actually just giving me a name, not actually a description.
Okay. I'll drop off a few names. Wilbur, Ernie, Wilbur, Ernie,
I'm saying
James.
Ernie. They're saying Ernie.
That's actually my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he seems like they're, but he's a granddad to your kids.
Yes, he's the grandfather to my children.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, he's very much with you.
I love him very much.
He loves you very much. He's very strong with you. Also a grandmother.
My grandmother?
Yes.
Geneva. Dorcas.
Geneva. It's Geneva. She's very shy with me, but she's very present with you.
This is Geneva. That's my mother's mother.
The other thing I'm picking up right now is you've got a lot of mischievous energy around you.
What kind of energy?
Mischievous. They're playing tricks on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm learning lessons about not to have any expectations.
Well, that's good right now.
Don't set any goals and don't get attached.
Yes, detachment is good.
It's like, so now, since I'm a person that likes to set goals and scratch things off the list, it's quite a challenge for me to just say, okay, let it go, and let it happen the way it's meant to happen, and let go of the control.
It's not always easy, but once you start doing it, I was like you. I used to have a list, make sure everything's done, and then once I surrender to the divine, it's like they literally tell me what to do. Okay, go do this. So I go do it, and they don't overwhelm me, and they really make my life flow a lot easier, so I don't feel overwhelmed. So it might take a little bit for adjusting, but once you get to that point where you just let the divine come in a lot more, you actually will have a lot more fun in your life. So you have a lot of fun. This is, it's a different kind of fun. You don't have to worry about anything.
I'd like to go back to my dad energy.
Of course.
Are you comfortable with that?
I'm very comfortable with that.
Is he okay with it?
Yes.
What? I don't even want to plan things, but what do you get from him besides that he's strong and he's around me? Does he have other people that he visits?
He visits your entire family. He does have a message for you.
Oh, I got a pen and paper. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, that's funny because he said write it down. Okay, what's your message? Okay, don't put your sights so far in advance of the future. You're missing things in the now. Go hug your tree. Go watch the tree grow and the grass grow.
Don't put yourself so far in the future because you're missing things in your now.
Yes. The little simple things. Like really stop and listen to the birds sing.
All right. How many past lives have we had together?
Oh, God. How many? 3 major ones, but it's up to 80. You've had many, many lives.
How many past lives have I had with Ernie?
With Ernie? As I said, he's really pointing out 3 major lives where you were very, very close.
Uh-huh.
So he keeps showing me the number 80.
Yeah, I heard 80. I just couldn't believe I heard 80.
Yeah, 80. Like I said, you guys have had many, many lives together. And it's one of those, in a sense, soulmate where you are connecting with him in some form. And in other lives, you're actually, he's one of your guides or you're one of his guides. So you guys have been connecting in some form many, many lifetimes.
Yeah, I feel very connected to him.
But it's like now he's showing me a tree, and if you look at your soul family and you put it on a tree, you guys are on the same branch. So you guys have had many, many lives together. And you've had many lives with a couple of the men that you've been with, and your grandchild. You've had many lives together. She's on the same branch.
Are we talking about Charlie, Haley, or both?
All of them.
Very good.
And did you ever have a really special dog? I don't feel like this dog's with you right now. One of your dogs, even as a child or something, and pet as a child?
I don't understand the question.
When you were a child, did you have a special pet?
A very special pet would be at what age?
Under 10.
Fraulein?
I'm going to say that the pet that was very close to you when you were under 10.
Tinkerbell?
Has been in many lives.
Really? So it has to be a dog.
I'm getting a pet. So and when you were a child, I still feel like it was a very canine animal. Very much, it could have been a cat, but acted like a dog.
Okay.
Because it's like, I have a dog that acts like a cat. So
okay.
They have mixed energies. But this one, it could have been a cat, but I'm really feeling the sensing of some kind of dog.
Oh. The one pet that really, really touched my heart, one was a cat and one was a dog. And I think about them all the time.
They had quite an impact on you as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I just feel like they're very much teachers for you. As well as you just being their good friend, and they loved you very much.
Oh. I feel like I'm hugging the caller, but this is pretty cool. It's your first night, so... Keep it going and keep it flowing. Is this call recorded?
Yes.
And will it be on your website?
It will definitely be on CBS Radio, and yes, it will be on my site as well.
And then
actually,
you will be doing this
on the website.
Every Thursday evening?
Every Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Okay. And do you have any more messages for me?
I'm getting keep it real.
Keep it real. That's very cool. Okay. I thank you so much, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
Very, very much. It's been an honor to speak with you.
All right. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. There is another option if you would like to just chat with me. There is a chat line on bbsradio.com. If you would like to just type in your question, I can answer it. So, connecting with the dead is, or with people who have moved on, is really, they're around you, and they have energy. They generally, if they had any impact on you during your life, they're still around you. And connecting with them is just talk to them. Let them know that you're thinking of them, that you love them. If you ever all of a sudden feel their presence or they come to mind, most likely they are with you. So talk to them. They want to know that you're okay, that if you have questions on anything, they are available. It's like the message I got about abstract illusions was from my grandfather. He actually gave it to me on his birthday, and he had died the year before. So it's very interesting to know that he's around, because basically I hear his laugh. He doesn't really say anything, but he laughs, and that's all I need to know. And we have another caller. Hi, this is Jen. How can I help you?
Hi, good evening. My name is Anne, and welcome to I guess this is your first show.
Yes, so, it is.
I'm happy to hear you.
How can I help you?
Well, I was listening to the last caller, and it was just very, very interesting, and I guess I'm interested as well in what you see in terms of any particular archangels. I know I have many angels, and I was wondering what you saw.
I do see a lot of archangels, and I do. You really have a connection with ascending masters.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I do get very strongly, Gabriel's very strong with you, also Michael is very strong with you of the archangels. But I'm getting ascending masters. Jesus, for instance, is very strong with you. Also Buddha. And also
Buddha.
Also
wow.
I'm getting Pele, P the fire goddess.
Pele?
Hawaii, yes.
My God.
You've got a lot of fire energy around you. Are you planning on writing?
On writing?
Are you writing a book, poetry? I get writing around you really strong.
Well, I enjoy writing, but more as a hobby, nothing professionally.
Okay. Because I do get a book coming out of you. And
wow.
Possibly a children's book.
That's interesting there. Can you tell me, I'm just wondering if, I don't know if you can ask the masters or the angels, I don't know, if they see anything in particular, just in the near future, how things are going to be going for me. I've had kind of a crazy life recently, and I just was wondering. It's been a little difficult to maintain an even keel, and I think it's just because of a lot of the all sorts of different events going on, you know, on the world level and personal level, and it's just been crazy, and it's been very, very difficult to maintain a very high peer state.
The first thing I'm getting is you're very empathic. You're like a sponge.
Yep.
Do you clear your energy field?
I try, but I'm not sure I really know how.
Okay. A really good way of doing it, and it works every time, is taking a sea salt bath.
A what bath?
Sea salt bath. And basically
there.
You put like a tablespoon, eighth of a cup of sea salt in a bath, a warm bath, and you sit in it. And as the water is filling up and you put the salt in, give the intention of clearing anything that's not for your highest good. And just go soak and dip your head underneath the water. It is amazing how much that will clear anything that you don't need out, and it also grounds you.
Okay.
And lavender is also really good. If you can find lavender salt, very good for you.
Okay. Have you heard anything about cider or apple cider in a bath?
That's also I would say apple cider is more for emotional clearing.
Okay.
And that will do it. Baking soda is also good to put in a bath. I've actually taken a bath with it had vodka in it, believe it or not.
Vodka.
Baking soda and sea salt with a little lemon. It sounds like a wild drink, but you soak in it for 15 minutes, and it really does an emotional clearing.
Wow.
And it's a very deep cleaning. You want to sleep for you will sleep very well that night after taking that bath. But the other thing I'm getting back to your life situation is grounding yourself would be very good. Just connect to Mother Earth. The other thing that would be very good for you is just give more spirit to worry about. You hold on to everything.
I hold on to everything.
Yeah, you know, you got all these ascending masters and archangels around you, and yet you say, no, I'll take care of it, and that's weighing down. You worry a lot about money.
About money?
Finance?
Well, I worry. I worry about everything. I would say maybe that's true. I mean, but I think it's not... It's not that I'm worried about having a tomorrow. It's just more, once again, I think the bigger picture, you know.
Right.
Not about me.
It's
just the bigger picture.
And again, it's because you're such a giving and caring woman that you, it's that sponge. It's like you want to take on everybody's situation and makes them feel better. And I'm just getting very clearly that it's time for you to step back from the human drama and take a little time for you.
Yeah.
And just understand that you take care of you and everybody else can take care of themselves. And it's not that you aren't going to be there to help them, but you're going to show them how, as a model, to help themselves.
Okay.
Because you tend to want to be there for everyone. And in some ways, it can lead to codependency.
Okay.
On other people. And you are just such a giving person. You really have awesome, awesome abilities. So which one of your psychic abilities are you most afraid of?
At this point, I cannot actually tell you that years ago I was afraid of even the thought of it. And it was irrational. But now I feel like I'm really ready. But it's just hard to be grounded. I'm just having a very difficult time being grounded. I just can't seem to focus, even though I feel much more comfortable with the idea of it. I've known my entire life that I've had some unique, I'm not sure if ability is the right word, let's just say messages I've received and confirmations. I've never had any doubt my entire life in the metaphysical world, and I'm a very, very spiritual person. I'm not freaked out by anything, but now I just feel like I had a lot of opportunities, and I'm just not sure whether the window is closed on me or not.
I'm just going to go with the flow. Don't worry about all the messages you have. Have a lot of the message already come through as being real? Like, have they already happened?
Can you explain that to me? I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, you said you've gotten a lot of messages in the past.
Oh, yes. Dreams. I've had downloaded information. I've actually had what I believe to be divine intervention saving my life. Just different ways. And I've had strangers come up to me, and I'm not really sure if they were completely human or not, but just sort of confirming to me that I had a lot of gifts, and it was just up to me whether or not I chose to take advantage of it. And at those times, I was never really ready. I was fearful of it. But now I feel completely ready but a little bit scatterbrained at the same time, and it's very difficult to focus now. I feel like, okay, I'm ready to receive, and I just feel stuck.
Okay, you're not stuck. You're in a holding pattern.
Okay.
There is a lot of new things. A lot of light workers are in this holding pattern, like, okay, let's get going. Enough is enough. I'm ready now. Tell me what to do. And they're saying, just wait, your time will come. And it is all divine timing. You still have a couple more things to clear up within you. One of them is that worry wart.
Okay.
And also grounding. And there's a lot of different ways of grounding. The bath will help you a lot. And if you get really scattered, if you just put a pinch of sea salt in water and drink that, that actually will ground you.
Drink it.
And that will also clear your energy. And with anything, it's intention. You put the intention in your water and say, this is going to ground me. The other thing that I do that they're reminding me is I go for a walk in the morning. And I give the intention. With each step, I connect more and more to Mother Nature, Mother Earth, grounding me and connecting me. And
okay.
I stay very grounded that way.
Can I just ask you, do you see any threats against me at all?
And what they're saying is not yet.
Pardon me?
Not yet is the answer I'm getting.
Not yet. That's not real reassuring.
And it's like, is there's always a possibility of something? Because
uh-huh.
I do think you have a lot of connections with angels, and because you are such a bright light, there are people that want to dim you. But I do not see like a physical. I think the threat that they're telling me is it's more a threat of yourself shutting yourself down. That is the biggest threat, is your fear.
Okay. But not other people.
I'm not seeing anybody around you now or in the next, they're telling me, 6 months.
Okay.
That's really going to be a problem. Just connect with your guides and Archangel Michael, who's always around with you.
Okay.
And say, protect me. You just take care of the situation. Anytime you feel any kind of fear, Archangel Michael's there to take that fear away from you.
Believe me, I call on him.
Constantly.
All the time.
Yeah. That's
all
what
the
he's
time.
Saying.
I just sometimes get the feeling that there's certain people in particular, and as you said, I feel like it is that bright light thing, and it's because it's people who I energy vampires, or people who just are, you know, not particularly happy and try to bring other people down around them. And for some reason, my whole life I've sort of been a target like that, but recently it's wherever I go, it's and I'm not paranoid.
No, you're not. No, far from it.
It's a little crazy.
And it seems more evident these days. It's like almost to the extreme that people are showing their fears. And you got to remember, if they feel threatened by you, they're going to try and throw that energy back at you. And in reality, it's their own issues that, and their own fears that they don't want to see.
I know, it's just ironic because I really am such a non-threatening person. I mean, I like people, and I'm always sort of blown away by people who just, for whatever the reason, trying to, you know, go out of their way to, you know, be a problem for me. And I just don't know where it comes from sometimes.
Well, like I said, it's your bright light.
Yeah.
And you've come a long way, and you've been shining in a beacon since you were really, really small. So they're telling, even in grammar school, there was people that felt threatened by you because
yeah.
you were slightly different.
Yeah, that's kind of an understatement.
Yeah.
You're right on.
So it's just the beginning for you, though. And it's not in a bad way. Because as I'm very similar, and I always think I'm planting a seed. So just send them love and blessings, and know that you're planting a seed so they can heal. And it's up to them if they want to heal. But just even a smile from you is a healing.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do appreciate your words, because you definitely made me feel a lot better.
Good.
And keep up the great work, and I will enjoy listening to you from now on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If anybody else has questions about this situation, please feel free to call. I have had many, as this caller did, as well, divine intervention. In 2003, I actually was in a head-on collision with a drunk driver and basically walked away from the accident. And it was very interesting to actually go into the light and into what is called the void, and the void of creation. And it was like a refresher. It's like, hello, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Now it's time to go back. And I was very dazed because I had had a dream 2 years earlier that I was going to be in a head-on collision. But in the dream, I died. And literally coming back, I kind of asked, all right, why am I still here? And they said, somebody who's on this planet, in this realm, doesn't want you to die. His love brought you back. So it's very interesting to have that divine intervention and know that love kept me here when I don't necessarily wanted to be, needed to be here anymore. And it was definitely an exit point for me. And it's very interesting to know that I'm loved enough to be here. The other times I had was actually when I was a child, I almost drowned in the ocean. So everybody has their different ways of getting that wake-up call, of knowing that the angels are there. I also am very blessed that I actually took a photo of an angel right before I started really doing this work professionally. And the picture of Anne, my angel, is actually on my website, which is angelsintuition.com. And if you go on there and go to Angels and Stories, you can click on the picture, the story for Anne, and her picture will show up. And it's amazing. You can see her face. You can see her hands in the prayer position and the wings. And it actually is a photo from a rocket launch that happened in Vandenberg Air Force Base. And I was woken up by my dogs at 3 o'clock in the morning to make sure I saw that. And I just got my camera and started taking pictures. And out of this larger image, one of the close-ups was an angel. So I felt very blessed to have Anne with me. And she still is. And it's just, if you're open to messages, it really does come through very, very quickly. And we have another caller, and your name is? Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just going outside.
Okay.
I'm just impulsively calling you, actually. But it seemed like the thing needed to do.
And what is your name?
My name's Allison.
Allison.
Mm-hmm.
And Allison, what can I do for you?
I wonder if you could just give me a general overview of my situation and what's happening and what wants to happen.
Okay. Can I ask why you're so scared?
I'm sorry?
Your energy, you're very nervous or very scared?
I'm a little nervous right now.
I do better with direct questions, and at least give me an area of, that you want me to look at.
Okay, because I'm interested in the general direction that my work is going.
Your work?
Gathering and piecing together.
Okay. Your work, I see a lot of shifting.
You see what?
I see shifting, changes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting a little more information from them. Because I feel like, do you work in an office environment?
No.
Because I'm seeing you in an office.
No, I don't work in an office.
But, see, I'm saying there's a possibility that things are changing, and you will be. Because it's showing me an office for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit ways off, because it's showing me it will be till probably earliest 2008. But I'm seeing an office for you.
Do you know, have any details about that?
seems that you're very quiet, so you need to speak up just a touch.
Oh, you sound quiet to me, too. Do you have any details about that?
About the job?
No, yeah.
I have a feeling it may be something to do with real estate.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I get it more like your assistant to someone who does real estate. That or bookkeeping. Those are the two fields that I'm seeing, and it's more that you are an assistant taking care of the little things, like answering phone calls, filing. So that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
You'd be very good as an assistant.
Not sure I agree with that.
Okay.
I see myself more as a leader, but I'm coming into it, and I've been.
But this might be just a stepping stone towards that.
Maybe.
But I do see you in an office very much so. They keep showing me this desk with your name on it. Very neat, tidy. But it's definitely got your name on it. So what are the areas that you want me to check on?
Can you find out anything about my involvement with radio, a radio show? Or with artists, the stuff happening with there's something that's developing in terms of an organization involving artists and radio and things going on in Detroit. The kind of pieces have been coming together for a while.
I see that going to happen. I do see that organization taking place if it isn't already up and running. I see that happening. I also see the radio part. Are you wanting to be an on-air person? Are you the musician?
Maybe on the air.
Okay. And that's why I see a desk. But no, they keep showing me no. I see something else for you.
Right.
And they keep showing me something with bookkeeping or real estate.
Real estate. Could it be community development?
It could be.
Real estate.
It could be. But I definitely see you behind a desk. I'm not necessarily seeing you on air. Not at this point. Maybe down the line. But right now,
Not at this point, no, but I've been thinking in the future. It's felt like something that could be, and I seem to be getting like sort of messages and guidance going along those lines.
What they're showing me is 2009 for being on air.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. It's like really quiet.
It's 2009 is the year I'm getting being on air.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a little bit down the line, but I feel like there's a few stepping stones before you actually get to get online and be the radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's more education than anything else. There's a little bit you need to learn.
Probably true.
And they're setting that up. You're going to be having some pretty funky experiences that will help you be online.
Funky experiences?
Well, they're not funky in a bad way. It's like out of the blue, you might be promoting a band, or you might be working in the radio station in the mailroom for a while. And I do see you even just working at a label and getting more experience about the music industry before you're on air.
I've been a little unfocused. I haven't had like a particular focus with radio entirely. But I've kind of been guided in different directions, a lot of like different paths, and it seems to be coming together.
That's excellent. The best way to make sure you get what you want is set the intention. This is what I want to do. And then the guidance will come directly for that. For me on this radio show, I've been wanting to do this since I was 5 years old. I got a message to do a radio. 5 years old. It's a long time since then. And finally I did a meditation and they said, go call. So I called and I talked to the station and said, I'm going to do this. And here I am. But I had a lot of things along the way that led me here. So I do see the possibility, but I'm saying you need more experience and education before you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
What other questions do you have?
What
other questions do you have?
Any changes in my living situation?
In your what situation?
My living situation.
Do you mean
is
it relationship or?
No, like move or travel. Probably like moving away from here.
Do you plan on going to Europe soon?
Europe?
I see you just traveling in a trip.
Really? Well, I don't know. I've been talking to someone in Europe and read some articles on a community in Italy recently that interested me, but I haven't seen myself actually knowing how I could get there anytime soon.
Okay. Because I'm getting Italy, and I'm also getting Germany.
Germany.
A place that would be really good for you to go to.
Can you tell me why you think Italy?
Why Italy? First of all, you have past life connections there.
Yeah, I
believe that. It's tons of it. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the artist in you is trying to kind of connect with the Renaissance energy.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you have a soulmate there.
Okay.
They have quite a few reasons why Italy would be a good place for you to go.
I've seen myself being kind of attached to the Detroit area, though. Like I have work I'm supposed to be doing here. I'm not sure.
Well, going to Italy would just be a vacation.
Okay.
I'm seeing maybe 2-3 weeks, a month at the most. And I'm also getting the reason why I was picking up Germany is some kind of education or some kind of lesson or connection with your career.
Not sure what that could be.
The thing I'm getting is go online, and it's like you're almost going to connect with somebody over there who's going to teach you some things about radio and music business and just communication overall. And I see the connection more online now, but you're going to have an opportunity to meet this person.
Could it be the UK?
I'm getting Germany.
Germany.
I'm getting Germany very clear. They're showing me the country and the word Germany. And it's in Berlin. Berlin, Germany. And this person is in the mid-30s. He's a teacher of some kind, but somehow with communication. And he's going to teach you some things. He's like 35, 36 years old. But in Berlin, Germany. I'm sorry?
I said I'm open to that. I don't know, but...
And he speaks English. That's always a bonus.
What?
He does speak English very clearly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
He speaks English.
Speaks English. Okay.
Possibly his first name is Michael. For this person. And you'll see him online. I'm getting the feeling you need to check out, like, German magazines.
German magazines? I've been interested in magazines from the Netherlands. Was it Ode magazine and Otney? Some of those ideas over there. I don't know if that's connected at all.
Well, it could be this Michael is Germany working at those magazines. I'm getting definitely
okay.
A European magazine and Germany. Something about Germany and this man. And he is either from Berlin, works in Berlin, and travels something with Berlin. Is showing me Berlin.
Interesting. I don't know. I've watched some travel videos on Germany and Berlin, taking them out, but...
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. You also have a strong connection with the UK, yes. I see that as a stopover. I don't see you really going there for too long. But you do have a connection with the UK as well.
Okay.
I also see you working in New York at some time.
But
that's down the line. That's like 2011, 2012. I see you working in New York at a major studio. Okay?
Okay.
Is there any other questions?
Well, I didn't hear the last thing you said because for some reason, I'm really quiet on my phone.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to be quiet.
No, I mean, I don't think it's you. I think it's my phone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but that's fine. So, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling. You've got a lot of really exciting things coming up for you.
Thank you.
You take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And we have another caller. Hello? Well, this is Jennifer Hellman at the end of my first air, Abstract Illusions Radio, and I thank the callers for coming, and I look forward to having you next week when we have Jennifer Hoffman, who channels Archangel Uriel, and she will be doing psychic readings. Till then, breathe in the air. Thank you.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell. Health and